Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I am excited to be here today. We have some really, I think, critical things to talk about today, right? What's this guy's name? Judge Merchan and Donald Trump. This is a huge topic and a huge, huge deal. The corruption of our judicial system is really pretty monumental at this point. Our entire justice system, there are massive, massive problems, right? And this stuff going on with Judge Merchan is really, it's a great, great illustration of some issues that we're seeing in the justice system. And I really want us to take some time to understand this. Now, let me open up and I'm going to jump right into the law. Okay, so there is a law on the books. It is 28 U.S.C. section 455. And the title of the code is Disqualification of Justice Judge or Magistrate Judge. Now, this is a self-executing law, meaning that a judge is required to do this, okay? And the language of this law is pretty clear, and I want to talk about this because this applies to the Donald Trump case. And you got Judge Merchan in here slapping all sorts of gag orders on him, doing all this nonsense. But is it legal? Is it legal? Is this judge breaking the law? Well, let me read this to you, right? So section 28 U.S.C. 455 is broken into two key parts that we really have to evaluate. The first, part A, says any justice, judge, or magistrate, judge of the United States, shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Okay, so that's part A. Now, understand there's a few key words that we've got to understand in the law here. One is the word shall. The word shall is a big deal in the law because when you use the word shall, it doesn't mean may, it doesn't mean might, it means you have to. When I put shall in a contract, shall means that it's going to happen. It's not it might happen, it's just, it's an obligation. It's a very important word that requires people to understand the obligation here. So when part A says a judge shall disqualify him when his impartiality might reasonably be questioned, right? So this is a very broad standard. And this goes to the whole thing about judges having to avoid the appearance of impropriety. So if a judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, that's a really low standard. I mean, if there's any good reason, you really ought to get, you got to recuse yourself. You shall recuse yourself, right? Now, section 455 then goes on to part B, and it clarifies and gives, it strengthens us, actually. So the law actually, from an interpretation standpoint, the law actually goes further than he shall recuse himself or disqualify himself, whereas impartiality might reasonably be questioned, and lays out specific examples. Now, these apply to the Donald Trump case, in my opinion. I'm going to lay that out in a minute. But remember, Part B says he shall also disqualify himself in the following circumstances. These are explicit circumstances where the judge is required by the law to disqualify himself. Okay? Part five of that says he or his spouse or a person within the third degree of relationship to either of them or the spouse of such a person is known by the judge to have an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding. Okay, now this one may or may not apply, but his daughter is who we're talking about, Lauren Merchan. When we talk about a person within the third degree of relationship, that's a legal terminology, and it absolutely applies here. Is known to have an interest that could be substantially affected. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, right? So if the judge's partiality might reasonably be questioned, or if a person within the third degree is known by the judge to have an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding, the judge is required, shall disqualify himself. Not might, not may, shall, right? Okay, so let's talk about Judge Merchant's daughter. Judge Merchant's daughter is listed right here. And let me share this with you. This is the web campaigns and elections. She's listed here, right? She is, where is it? Lauren Merchant. She is the president and partner and Democrat. Now I want to talk about what this is. This is a company, and Laura Loomer did a great job on this. Let me find, where is Laura's post? Well, we'll look up Laura's post here, but while we're looking, Laura did a wonderful job of exposing that this woman is a partner of this Authentic Campaign company, which is what this is, right? In Authentic Campaigns, this is their website, folks. This is their website. Now, one of the things that I want to do is, before I get any farther, is I want to look right here. You see this? All Democrat International Republican. Why does that matter? Well, this is a PR firm, essentially. It's a campaign political consultant firm. And you notice that they represent Democrats and Republicans. Now, these aren't lawyers, so they don't have the duties to keep things separate. They can work with each other, and they can play one side off the other. So you've got people like Lauren Merchant, who is a Democrat, and then you've got people who are playing on the Republican side as well, right? And so this is where the uniparty comes in. This is how the uniparty works. But regardless, Lauren Merchant, Democrat, has been actively involved in this. And she is just right tied in with this whole thing, right? Now, Laura Loomer reported this merchant woman, the judge's daughter, is representing Kamala Harris, has ties with Adam Schiff, all these different things. So that means she and her company are making money, probably substantial amounts of money, off of supporting Democrat causes. Again, let's go back here. This is the law. Shall disqualify himself or his spouse, a person within the third degree relationship to either them or a spouse such a person, is known by the judge to have an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding. Does that qualify? How about this? How about where his impartiality might reasonably be questioned? This smells bad, right? This looks like the judge was handpicked by the left to do this. And we have more information on that. Here you see an article, and this goes back a few years, back a year or so, where AOC, the idiot in chief in New York, is rambling about Trump sending violent supporters on this New York judge. Well, AOC gives us further ammo on this whole 455 case, right? She said that the president's trying to intimidate the judge and this, that, and other. And she's just going on and on about this. Well, Trump's position has been, and probably rightly so, the judge's daughter's a Democrat operative. I mean, we're supposed to believe that Judge Merchant is some sort of independent jurist while his daughter's a Democrat operative who's making money off of the outcome of this case potentially? Do you really think she won't have greater ends with the Democrat Party if her dad rules in favor of the Democrat position on this? Does anybody believe that that's not having an impact on the judge? Remember, the standard is if his impartiality might reasonably be questioned, he's got to recuse himself. This is very, very clear. Of course it might reasonably be questioned. Now, let's go to this. Let's go to this, right? Because it says shall disqualify himself, and because of some of the stuff in this is one of the very, very rare circumstances where immunity for a federal judge is actually limited. You can arguably, and in very specific instances, sue a federal judge for violating this law. Okay, the judge cannot violate this law. He is required by law to disqualify himself. Now, here's the problem. Here's the rub. And this is where corruption in the judiciary is becoming an issue. You can sue a judge under 28 U.S.C. 455. However, the attorneys filing that lawsuit can and most likely will be sanctioned and attacked by the court for suing a judge. Why? Because the judges who will preside over the case tend to close the ranks and protect their own. Now, if you just motion the judge to recuse and you don't actually sue the judge, then you there's a greater likelihood you're going to be okay, but you can still be sanctioned on this, right? So if you have the audacity to tell a judge that they're supposed to follow the law as an attorney, you might get sanctioned. And if you have the audacity to sue a judge for breaking the law, you almost certainly will be sanctioned, and there will be reports to your license under the Bar Association. There'll be all sorts of things that happen to you. Trust me, they will happen. Because the judiciary looks at each other and they wink and they nod and they say, hey, you know, listen, we're not going to let anybody sue each other, right? We're going to keep those ranks. We're not going to let anybody sue a federal judge. Doesn't matter if they break a law. They're going to find a way to make it happen. Now, as I've looked at this, the law on this from the Supreme Court on down is pretty clear, right? So the summary of Litke versus United States and the Supreme Court, with respect to major changes affected by the 1974 revision of 28 U.S.C.S. 455 on prior law concerning disqualification of judges, 455 duplicates bias and prejudice grounds that used to be part of 28 U.S.C.S. 144. They still are, but also makes grounds applicable to all judges, justices, and magistrates, not just district judges, and B, places obligation to identify the existence of those grounds upon the judge, rather than requiring recusal only in response to a party affidavit. Okay, interest in relationship, bias and prejudice grounds requires them to be an objective basis. So what matters is not the reality of bias or prejudice, but its appearance. This appears biased and prejudiced. It reasonably appears that there's a bias or a prejudice in here. When the judge's daughter is working as a Democrat operative, now I'm not getting into Laura Loomer and the whole Twitter thing, you know, the whole picture of Trump behind bars, because it's irrelevant. I don't care whether that's correct. What matters is that this fucking crook is just absolutely blowing through his obligation under the law, under Section 455 of the law. He is absolutely obligated, if there's any reasonable appearance of impropriety, this guy's got to pull himself. There's absolutely an appearance. This article right here, where AOC claims that this guy's been, you know, attacked and this, that, and other, and that there's, now, first of all, if in fact there are any, threats or anything else, those should be made public so as to make sure that, you know, the public can see it. I haven't seen anything made public. If this judge wants to put this on record where, you know, he could potentially be in big trouble if he lies, then that's fine. Right now, I don't know. And maybe there's something in the record that I didn't see, but regardless, what I do know is if he's feeling intimidated by the fact that he's dealing with such a high profile case, he needs to recuse himself because it creates bias against Trump. You cannot have bias in this sort of a case. You cannot do it. He shall recuse himself if that's the case, right? Any justice, judge, or magistrate, judge of the United States, shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Let's talk about the judge in the other Letitia James cases. Let's talk about the judges down in Georgia. Folks, the judges are breaking the law. They are required by law under 28 U.S.C. 455 to recuse themselves if they may reasonably be questioned. If their impartiality might reasonably be questioned.
Yeah. I mean, if he publicly has been saying, and again, this is AOC's mouth, so I don't know the whole story, but I mean, it just makes sense if you're claiming to be a victim of like Trump's bullying, why would you stay on as the judge?
If you feel like Trump has threatened your security, your safety, then
and your
you are
family.
No longer impartial. This is an admission.
Yeah,
these gag orders are essentially an admission that he's partial against Trump. I think this guy needs to, personally, I'm of the belief, and this is a political belief, the legal standards are a bit different, but I am strongly of the belief we need to be able to sue judges.
Yes.
When a judge just egregiously violates the rules of ethics or law, we need to be able to sue them without any threat. You cannot put in a situation where an attorney can't sue a corrupt judge without losing their license. Right now, I would file cases tomorrow against several judges in this country if I could. The reason that I won't is because I could be sanctioned or lose my license. And I know I know the deck's stacked against me. And now understand something, folks. I got no fear of what happens. But I also know that you know, there's no reason to just throw my license away. And that's what you're doing, right? If you sue a federal judge, you're essentially throwing your license away. It doesn't matter if they're corrupt. They don't care. Even if you sue a state judge, they're going to find a way to get that to the Bar Association, make sure that it happens, and you will end up losing your life. It's a wink, wink, nod, nod thing. Now, I'm not supposed to talk about this as an attorney. I mean, me talking about this, I mean, it's going to piss all sorts of people off. But this is a political question. This is a free speech matter. I am absolutely entitled to my opinion here. And I am strongly, strongly of the opinion that the legal protections that judges are affording themselves are profoundly corrupt. These judges will back each other, period, no matter what. This judge, when he started slapping gag orders on Trump because he felt threatened, that is an admission that he's biased.
Mm-hmm.
That is an admission. He feels personally attacked. He cannot be unbiased in this case at that point. There is no question in my mind that the legal standards for him to disqualify himself are far exceeded, might reasonably be questioned. How can it not be questioned? I mean, the guy literally said, I got to put a gag order on you.
I mean, it's just like, really? if you put yourself in Trump's shoes, even if this was like a lower court, like even if you got a DUI or you're in family court or something, if the judge has publicly announced that you're a bad person and that you've been interrogating him and his family, wouldn't he not be the judge on your case? You have a history together.
He would have to recuse himself on
exactly.
This.
Exactly.
He absolutely should recuse himself. Listen, this guy is violating the law. This rule applies. This is federal law. It applies to the states. It applies across the board. And at the end of the day, this guy is required under the law to disqualify himself or is potentially subject to a lawsuit or other such issues. This guy should be absolutely reprimanded by the Bar Association, in my opinion. He's violating the rules of ethics. In my opinion, I think he's violating the judicial rules of conduct. I think he's violating all sorts of rules, but no one can do anything about it because if a lawyer does anything about this, they'll be in the same spot as John Eastman. They'll be in the same spot as all these other lawyers that had the audacity to question the powers that be. And when the justice system itself starts acting as this kind of circle the wagons, defend itself at all costs, no matter how corrupt it is, there's a problem. We, the attorneys and we, the judges, we must hold ourselves to the highest standard, the highest standard. Impartiality is crucial. Merchant here has a daughter who is a Democrat operative who is absolutely going to get all sorts of kudos and good things if he rules one way, and is absolutely going to not get those if he doesn't. That is, there's just no question about that. Why the hell would this guy be the judge on this? You think that was an accident, folks? Really? All right. This is, by the way, I want to pause here. Please support us at TomRens.com. Share the Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network. Share. We got to get the word out on this. Check out the shop at TomRens.com. Get some stuff. We're putting stuff in there every day. We're trying to get some, funny shirts, funny this, funny that. We got our books in there. Got all sorts of things. Donate at TomRens.com. We need your support. It keeps us on there. It keeps us fighting. It keeps us funded. That's how we pay our bills. That's how we keep doing what we're doing, right? If you don't support us, that's just, we can't do this. So please continue to support us. Go to TomRens.com. Share the show, the America Out Loud Network, and all the platforms that work.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
All right. This case is now something that should be more about the judge than Trump. Until such time as an actual impartial jurist can take this over. This case is really, really just nothing, doing nothing but discrediting the courts in the United States. It's discrediting the justice system. It's discrediting who we are. It's discrediting the whole thing. And this is just another instance of the corrupt Biden Justice Department, their corrupt cronies at the state level, and their corrupt cronies all over the place, you know, looking for judges who have interests and then making sure that the cases get assigned to them. I mean, look at this guy. You've got a guy here whose daughter is working with Kamala Harris, allegedly, and allegedly working with Adam Schiff and all these people. And he happens to be looking over this farce of a case against Donald Trump and keeps it going, right? It keeps it going. It's not like this is a great case anyways, right? This is not a real good case. It should have been gone a long time ago. But he's ignoring the rules of law on this. Now, I want to go into a couple other things here related to this. I think one of the things that I think is interesting is that the gag order is intimidation, you know, because of Trump. Well, but AOC is local, right? This is a New York judge. AOC is local. And you could argue that Trump speaking about this could potentially taint a jury pool, something like that. And so a gag order might be appropriate under the rules of evidence there. But AOC did the same thing. AOC's weighed in. All the Democrats are weighing in on this, right? Trump is absolutely allowed to respond publicly to that sort of thing. So, you know, the idea that any of this is being done, you know, according to the strict rule of law and everything else is absurd, you know? So I don't know. This is, by the way, this is Judge Merchan and his daughter, Lauren, who is a Democrat operative and who works for Authentic Campaigns. Like I said, she is listed right here, Authentic Campaigns, president, partner, Democrat. And that's that. Now, I want to, on a related note, I just want to point this out. You've got Democrat. If I click here, these are the guys working on the Republican side. This is the problem. This is the uniparty, right? Right. So you've got Merchan. She's, you know, a president and partner, by the way. President and partner of Authentic Campaigns. Is there a financial interest there? I mean, just saying, someone within the third degree is known by the judge to have an interest that could be substantially affected by the outcome of the proceeding. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It doesn't get any plainer than this. This judge is required in any sane world, and if the courts actually cared about justice, Trump would be able to sue this judge for damages, arguably, potentially. I mean, maybe. I think that's what should be happening, but, you know, it's not, and it's not going to. I think this actually also ties in with one other thing that I just feel like needs to be shared here. MTG, who is quickly becoming one of my favorite people, is talking about how Mike Johnson may be being blackmailed to just become a leftist shill. Now, we talked yesterday about Mike Johnson getting 10 grand from Big Pharma the day after, not the day after, but like shortly thereafter becoming the House Speaker, and all the money that started pouring into him as soon as he got that by special interest. Now, I don't know what they got on him, but basically this guy is you know, selling us out on everything. And this ties in with what I'm saying on this Merchan case, because when we look and we see that, you know, this same company is advising the Democrats and the Republicans, you start to understand how the uniparty works, right? So you have these political consultants. They help, I say with air quotes, both sides, Democrat and Republican. And what happens is you get Democrat operatives in there and Republican operatives, and the theory is that somehow they're not working together. It's nonsense. They're absolutely, what they do is they play both sides. Republicans say one thing, Democrats say another. They figure out how to make it look good for both sides. And then the operatives, the consultant class, wins because their firm looks good on both sides. And, you know, Republicans have accepted the fact that they just like to lose everything, so they don't expect to win. Democrats always expect to win, so these are always kind of tilted. It always ends up working that way. But this is what's going on. This is how the uniparty works. And this is also why more Republicans aren't going to speak out about what's going on here. Okay, so I would love someone to dig into this this campaign, authentic campaign crew that Lauren works for, and see what Republicans they're representing, because I'm pretty sure you won't see any of those Republicans speaking out about this and about Section 455 or anything else, right?
Yeah, because, so, I mean, where you get your employment and your pay doesn't matter, right? When we talk about the transparency, they're not swayed at all. I mean, I just think it's fascinating that, like, you could have a picture taken with anyone, right? If you got mm-hmm. a picture taken with anyone that's not, you know, that hasn't, I mean, even Flynn, people constantly bring up Flynn, right?
Yeah.
On our show, like, oh, he might be, he's deep state. You know, whatever yeah. they think about Flynn.
Yeah.
So we can post just a picture of you at some party getting a picture with, let's say it is, you know, someone from Biden's camp. And we would be just crucified. Okay. We already are accused of being, you know, CIA plants. But these people who run huge campaigns in the Republican Party can literally get their paycheck from a uniparty machine, a nonpartisan or bipartisan consulting firm, and no one thinks that that might sway the way they conduct business. Like, to work in the Republican Party, there should be a code and there should be a standard. And when they are actually getting paid to work side by side with the other side and then buy something that's bipartisan,
yeah.
you don't think that that's going to affect anything?
If you are a political consultant and yes. your company represents both Democrats and Republicans, you yes. are the problem.
Exactly. You and there, the this is everywhere. When you start looking into it, it's everywhere. Consultants are a big deal. The people who are Huge. Around these people are a big deal. That's what we're talking about. You know, you're talking about your third degree. What about the people running the campaigns who all just sit in DC? Because it happens in my state. I ran a gubernatorial campaign. I was the only stateside grassroots independent person who was doing it because I was fighting for my state. Everyone else was from DC. And they even told me, oh, we just jumped from campaign to campaign. We don't care about this candidate. They didn't yeah. care about my state. They didn't care about my candidate. And they most likely don't care about the ethics and the rules and what it means to be a patriot on the Republican side. They're literally there for the paycheck. That's it. They're there for the paycheck. And they're getting paid by the uniparty.
For anybody that's not aware, so producer Andrea ran Joey Gilbert's campaign for governor and has done a bunch of other things. And I'm, of course, tied in with a lot of people who do a lot of campaign work. And one of the things that you got to understand is that the consultants that run the campaigns for governor, for this, for that, they're all from DC. They don't give a yes. damn about your state. Yep. They don't give a damn mm-hmm. about the candidate. They don't give a damn about the ideals. They are 100% there to run this like a business. Here's what we got to do to get this many votes. You're going to pay us this much. We're going to buy you this many votes. And that's that, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't, nothing else matters. It's just a matter of money and business strength. They don't give a damn about our ideals. I want to suggest yes. that a political consultant ought to be wed to the ideals.
Yes.
Right. If you're a political consultant and you're not tied. So, for example, Donald Trump has a number of scumbags around him mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that are tied in with these political consultancies that absolutely represent leftist interests, World Economic Forum interests, all these other interests. Right. And we're going to be releasing information on this coming up. Mm-hmm. Understand something. Those people don't give a damn about MAGA America. Those people are the ones that keep lying to Donald Trump and telling him that he needs to support this and needs to support that, when the reality is that it's 100% counter to what his base believes. As soon as you bring in a paid political consultant that is part of a firm that has any connection to the other side of the aisle, you have to understand that it is no longer about ideals or the base or what Americans believe in. It's just a game. It's just a business. There's nothing to it. So this is a huge part of how the Uniparty works, and the reason they stay in power is these political consultants play one side versus the other, and they've set it up where it's a closed door thing. Donald Trump proved that you can win following ideals. That's what 2016 was. Donald Trump stuck to ideals. He stood for things, and he won against the evil empire. He was so popular for having the courage to stay with ideals that he overcame a crooked election in 2016. And yes, 2016 was crooked, and became one of the most popular presidents in history. He stuck with ideals. That's what worked. One of the problems that I hear about frequently from my grassroots brothers and sisters who are 100% diehard MAGA and America First in this campaign is that Donald Trump, he keeps endorsing people who are garbage and things like the vaccine, stuff like that. Well, he doesn't know the truth because his political consultants are all freaking crooks. He is surrounded, and he's got some serious snakes around him that are pushing him and telling him, you got to do this to win. You got to do that to win. And, you know, Trump is, he's pragmatic from what I hear. I don't know the guy, but the guy is just trying to win. Once he gets there, he's going to do what he did the last time, but do it better because he knows more, right? But these people that are telling him how to win, you know, they're, you can't win without this, Trump. And they don't what I think he's missing is he's not going to win anyways. Unless he can overcome this massive steal campaign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just got word yesterday, and I shared with some of my friends in Missouri and Texas and Oklahoma and a couple of these other states, there is a massive, I heard a report yesterday that 23,000 voters that just tried to register to vote in Missouri that were dead.
Yeah.
23,000.
Yeah. Well, in Nevada, they disenfranchised, I think it was something like 21,000 the year of our campaign through the DMV. Because we have closed primaries, they switched people's party without telling them. Every time we use that word disenfranchise, and you're talking into the tens of thousands in a state like mine, Nevada, which is a very low populous state, that sways elections, people. So what you just said is huge. Don't discredit. How are dead people not cleaned off of voter rolls? It's not a complicated process. And I've seen grassroots people go in and make sure that their Secretary of State's office clean their voter rolls, demand they clean the voter rolls. And when you start digging into the voter rolls, you'll be sick to see how many dead people are voting in your state. I've gone to the dirt lots in my state that had thousands of people claim it as an address when they voted.
Yeah.
A dirt lot.
Yeah, well, we're going to have information on that too coming up. Yeah, the corruption is mind-blowing. Ultimately, it's up to we the people to fix this, right? This is a we the people thing. If we want to fix this, we have to understand that we the people have an obligation to get going on some of this stuff. And we're, you know, if we don't do it, we've lost our country. But regardless, point being though that you know these political consultants that play both sides are the problem. They are the corruption. They are the Uniparty. They are the DC.
They come in from DC. They come into your state. They don't care about your state. No. They don't care about your kids, and they certainly don't care about your country. And when you look at where they get their paychecks, they proudly, like what you just showed, and people can just Google search this. This is what I've been saying all week. It's not a deep dive. No. Find where they work. Find out who they work for, and then see how that might influence their morals and their ethics and their code. They don't have a code. Their code is to the dollar, and they're not fighting on the Republican side to be good Republicans and to be America First people. No, they're just getting a paycheck.
Yeah, it's all about the money. It's always about the money. That's all that matters to these people. The corruption's mind-blowing. But like I said, when we look at this and we look at 28 USC or 42 USC 455 or 28 USC 4455. I'm sorry, I've been looking at too many laws today. When we look at 28 USC 455, this is a requirement. It's an affirmative requirement. This judge has to, under the law, disqualify himself, in my opinion. And I think that honestly, Judge Erdogan, same thing applies. for different reasons. I think this guy should probably be disqualified. I think, you know, one of the things that we really need to do is there's case law on 28 U.S.C. 455, right? You can sue over that. You know, there's a lot of things, and there's a lot of things that really that are really important on this. But, you know, I would argue that this is very, very, very clear to me what should be happening on this case. And the fact that, you know, that they're dodging it, it just seems shady as hell to me. So I want to move on to some other things. All right. My friend, Dr. Kelly Victory, posted, and I put this on my Twitter feed. So she's got up there. So this moron is talking about there's no link to mRNA vaccines and cancer, and that cancer rates haven't spiked. First of all, that's nonsense. Cancer rates are spiking tremendously. Even the WHO acknowledges cancer rates are spiking. Now, they try and claim that it started early, and that may be true. But the reality is that there's a far, far bigger spike, particularly in younger people, people who don't normally get cancer, than there's ever been. And it's because of the vaccines, right? And this is indisputable. Kelly said, you know, cancer rates are up significantly. There's multiple pathways. These can cause this and this, that, and other. And so I quoted Kelly, and then I said, listen, here's the deal. And this is indisputable, right? So I posted this document. I posted this. It said, in 2006, the FDA provided industry guidance specifically stating that cancer would be a delayed adverse event associated with gene therapy drugs. Same document defined gene therapy drugs in a way that absolutely includes mRNA gene therapies. Big Pharma, their Krupp partners in HHS, has since played word games and tried to redefine gene therapy by attempting to distinguish between drugs that rewrite human DNA and drugs that simply put genetic material, genes, into your system for therapeutic purposes. Sounds like gene therapy to me, right? I said, this is incredibly disingenuous and it's misleading. And it's just another aspect of the FDA and CDC and HHS generally trying to illegally redefine these gene therapies as vaccines. They're not vaccines. They're gene therapies. And they don't have the authority to define them as vaccines. Okay? There's no question that they don't have that authority. As I proved all this with documents, I put out their community notes, just tries to be dishonest about it. But, you know, the reality is that we've shared this, right? This isn't a maybe thing. There is absolutely a government recognized connection between gene therapy drugs and the vaccines and cancer. And the vaccines are gene therapy drugs. They just are. When you put genetic material in your body for a therapeutic purpose, how can you say that's not a gene therapy? I mean, you're literally putting genetic material in your body for a therapeutic purpose. That is the purpose of these. Anyways, I thought that just warranted noting because, you know, it's incredible to me that that these guys, they don't just lie a little bit. They lie on levels that are so profound, it's mind-blowing. And I don't know. It's just, it's not hard to understand why, though, when we look at this next headline, right? This is the state of our healthcare system. UCLA Med School forced first-year students to attend structural racism course where screaming pro-Hamas speaker told them to kneel for bizarre woke prayer while pediatrician DEI boss looked on, right? Now, this is in the Daily Mail, right? This isn't a right-wing rag. This is the Daily Mail. Now, I'm going to just read to you a few excerpts from this because I want you to hear what they're teaching our med students. This is med school now, right? Where you learn to be a doctor, you know, where they teach you, you know, how your body works and how to heal it and that sort of stuff. Here's what they're learning. First year UCLA medical students were forced to sit through a bizarre lecture by a pro-Hamas activist who made them pray to Mama Earth while a faculty member sought to identify one student who refused to participate. So someone didn't want to sit and pray, didn't want to kneel and pray to Mother Earth. And so, which, you know, if you're anything but a, I guess, a Wiccan, that would probably be against your faith. This faculty member wanted to single a student out, said no. Are you kidding me? What kind of insanity is this? But it's a mandatory part of the structural racism and health equity class that all future doctors have to take, and it's administered by pediatrician Lindsay Wells, who apparently is a lunatic. Gray Garcia, who did this lecture, I guess, she calls herself a poverty scola. She keeps her face covered with a keffiyeh, except for a few interviews, and called the Hamas attack from October 7th justified. Killing innocents is justified? She said students had to touch the floor with their fists, and then she made a, quote, non-secular prayer to Mama Earth and our ancestors. Quote, Mama Earth was never meant to be bought, sold, pimped, and played, according to is what this lunatic said. Okay. She claimed private property was a capitalist lie that killed Black, brown, and houseless people who were forced to live on the streets. This explains she grew up homeless, so I guess it probably explains some of the mental health issues that seem to be there. But I guess I don't know if she's diagnosed, but I mean, from what we're saying, it seems pretty insane to me. She says, quote, not only are our bodies considered unclean in public, not only are our lives criminalized for being outside without access to a roof, but political tricksters use us for their campaigns. Speaking about homeless people, right? Apparently she's in favor of homelessness. This is what they're teaching. This is what they're teaching at medical school. From the article, it is unclear how much Gray Garcia was paid for the lecture, but UCLA charges medical students about $44,000 a year, with additional costs taking the total needed to train there at about $84,000 a year. So for $84,000 a year, you can pray to Mama Earth and listen to someone tell you about the benefits of homelessness. I mean, are you kidding me? Apparently, Gray Garcia, this lunatic that they had lecture, has previously called Israel American with three Ks, reference to the KKK. So she hates, I guess she's just a rabid anti-Semite and a nutcase. And I don't know, this is insane to me. I don't know what else to say. It literally appears to be insane. This article's worth reading, mostly because you just every now and then reading something that like this will remind you why it is that it's still worth fighting. But yeah, anyways.
So what did she make them do though, or it, or he, or whatever? I don't know the proper pronoun.
It's a girl, or at least okay. It looks like a girl.
Okay,
I'm sure
and
it's
it,
a girl.
Okay, so she made them do what?
Well, they had to participate
school?
In a prayer to Mama Earth, and then.
But she made them physically do what? They had to go down on
their
knees.
They had to put their fists on the ground or something like that.
So again, I just wonder if, like, you and I at any of the tons of events you speak at in front of thousands of people, if we stopped in the middle of your speech and asked everyone to do something like that, I wonder how the press would take that one.
Yeah. Well, I wonder.
They make us seem at Reawaken Tours when we sit and pray. We're like this with our hands up praying.
Yeah.
Or, and that's usually when there's a minister up there.
Well, but that's voluntary.
Sermon. Yeah, yeah. But
that's voluntary.
But the press takes pictures of it. The press takes pictures of it and makes it look like we're doing some crazy cultist stuff. However, they allow this. That's what's funny to me is what was the picture?
But remember, there. That only applies so far because remember, we're doing that at a voluntary event that you can go to. This is a class that you're required to take as you're paying $80,000+ a year to get your medical degree at a state-sponsored school.
Oh, I understand. I mean,
where they're requiring you to pray.
How and your parents are spending $100,000 a year.
Violation of the First Amendment. Imagine if they made them pray to Christ.
Imagine they took that out of our school. There. They said we can't do prayer anymore. They took that out in the early 60s, but yet this is allowed.
Yeah. It's by the way, everybody, goodness. Go support the Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network. Go to TomRenz.com. Check us out on Rumble. Check us out on Truth. Check us out on Gettr. Check us out on X. We're everywhere. Go to the shop at the Tom Renz store, TomRenz.com. Check out our stuff. We got books. We got some stuff in there, some swag. Stuff that's going to piss off liberals. We like stuff that's going to piss off liberals and make people need safe spaces.
Talk about the mama line.
We got the mama line.
Yeah,
I love the mama line. We got a bunch of mama line T-shirts. It says "Mama, make America masculine again."
Like MAGA, Yeah,
but instead of MAGA, it's MAMA, Make America Masculine Again.
Yeah. And bring back men.
Because it's MAMA, but it's Make America Masculine. But, it kind of plays out because most of the people who are pushing boys to learn to be men are mamas because the mama bears are tired of not having any men to help them do things because, most of the men are too big a pussies to actually stand for anything.
We need more men in this world, please. Let's go, Mama Matt, Mama Movement.
we do need to help. My brother's out there. There's too many of us that have just decided to put our heads down and go along to get along. And it's just not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to stand. We're supposed to fight. So Tom Renz Show, America Out Loud Network, TomRenz.com. Check out the shop. All right. Let's move on to this. This is an important article. This is one of the best, most important articles I've seen in a while in the American Thinker. The Bezmenov Plan, is America now in the last stage? Okay, so this, very briefly, the Bezmenov is plan is a really, really important thing for you to understand, right? So Bezmenov was a Soviet defector, right? And he was tied in with all sorts of anti-American Soviet stuff. And he came over, he defected, and he talked about the four stages of subversion. They wanted to take over America. Khrushchev, going back to the 50s, said, "We're going to take you over without firing a shot," right? They wanted to take us over from within. Everybody knows that a war with America, an outright war with America, doesn't work. So to take us over, they have to subvert the country. They have to destroy the culture and take over the country. So the Bezmenov plan, at four stages, and you had demoralization, disorientation, crisis, and normalization, right? And it follows a great reset. It follows all these things. They all talk about this. This strategy, this structure, is a tried and true method for destroying countries and taking over countries and moving them into communism. Now, this article goes on and starts out that the U.S. has been under long-term, prolonged attacks for demoralization. Talk about the education system, the culture, this, that, and other. I want you to tell me the last time. I would like anybody listening to identify one truly American culture. Name one kind of cultural thrust that's truly American. Okay? And when I say that, I want you to think, we've got Hispanic cultures, we've got African cultures, we've got all Asian cultures, we've got all these different cultures in here. Name one that's truly American. I pose to you that the last true American culture to exist was the cowboy culture. The rugged individuals, the make America, I think you could also say that, the worker culture, the blue collar union guy, worker culture, I think that those are probably the two most profound and recent American cultures I could point to. They've been attacked. They've been destroyed. There are no more blue-collar jobs. They're being destroyed. They've been destroyed and shipped off to other countries. And the cowboy culture is, I mean, it's long gone. They've destroyed everything about that. I mean, being a rugged individual, anyone masculine, anything like that's been under attack for years. So this whole thing, the Christian aspects of America, the foundations of our faith, our culture, that's all under attack. This goes on and then says that COVID was the second stage disorientation because, you know, they did all the stuff. And it, that disorientation was then exacerbated with the ginned up fake attacks from the George Floyd riots that destroyed, you know, tons of cities and everything else. A lot of our cultural icons, a lot of this, a lot of that. Then they go on to say that the third part, the crisis, stemmed from J6 and all the lies about the stolen 2020 election, and that this stuff has continued on till today. And now is, you know, moving into the fourth stage, which is normalization, right? They've changed all these things. Now they're trying to normalize it. They're trying to normalize, these health crises. They're trying to normalize stolen elections, election fraud, you know, fraudulent ballots, mail-in ballots, all these different things. All the things that changed in 2020, they're trying to normalize now, right? This is happening, folks. Our country's under attack. This is happening. If we want freedom, we've got to earn it, right? It's got to happen. It's the only way that we can get this done. And it's going to come from we the people. Our politicians are corrupt. Our courts have issues. Everywhere we look is corruption. Either we the people come together and we stand against this, or our nation is lost. We have very few options. There's very little that can be done, within the system because the system is broken. So we have to have leaders we got to support people like Donald Trump, but we've got to get people. We've got to start investigating the people around Trump, and we got to get rid of a few of them because there's some crooks there. So, anyways, please help us, support us. TomRens.com, Tom Renz Show on the America Out Loud Network. Check out the shop, TomRens.com. Shop, please donate, please support. Please check out our Substack, TomRens.substack.com. We thank you all for listening, and we will be back soon.